Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
You know, these days people talk a lot about neurochemicals, chemicals like dopamine and cortisol and the love chemical oxytocin. And I've always wondered how these chemicals are affected by copy and how much it matters. So imagine my surprise when I discovered our very special guest, what he was doing. His name is Clive Cable, and he's not only written a book about this, he has a complete system to evaluate copy based on the neurochemistry the copy will cause and the buying behavior it will lead to. The book is called Neurocopy, and it's the first systematic work I've ever seen that shows how copy stimulates certain chemicals and how these chemicals make people want to buy. Clive is a trailblazer with his pioneering work, but I want to make it clear he's not some ivory tower guy sitting in a white coat lab measuring blood levels of dopamine and endorphins with clinical chemistry analyzer. No, Clive's one of us. He got started as a door-to-door salesman offering home improvement products and services for as much as $25,000 a pop, and closing an amazing 2 out of every 3 people he talked to. He's also an experienced copywriter and has generated over 40 million pounds, which is over $50 million, across 12 different industries. Clive also built a supplement company that generated 24,000 pounds a month, selling products including colloidal silver, prebiotics, and aerobic oxygen. All of which to say that nothing he says about the process of buying and selling is theoretical. He's lived it, and he lives it, and he's a great salesperson. I can also say that after reading his book, I started to feel the effects of cortisol, which is a feeling of high stress, right before high-stakes events, and the effects of endorphins, which is a feeling of relief and satisfaction, after those events ended well. There's a lot more to this, as we'll find out today. But first, notice the thrill of adrenaline and the surge of dopamine as I tell you that copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear in this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you are writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. Okay, Clive, so welcome. So glad you're here.
Thrilled to be here, David, and finally get to talk with you.
Yeah, this is good. I've been looking forward to it myself. So let's dive right in. How did you come up with the idea of neurocopy?
Well, I've been into brain chemicals for a number of years. I worked with an entrepreneur, and we came up with a dose formula, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And she used them in a mental health unit and to help these guys, women and men, get better faster and get off medication. So I was aware of it, but it didn't occur to me to put it into copy until I had a conversation with Laurie Morgan. And we had done some work together. Laurie is one of the top 100 copywriters of all time. And we'd done a bit of work together. And she was on Brian Kurtz's Titans call. And she was talking about her story spell workshop that was coming up. And I said, when you do the story spell, are you trying to elicit oxytocin from people so you get that bonding going with them? And she didn't answer straight away, but Brian Kurtz did a sharp intake of breath, which made me think, hold on a second, I may have stumbled on something here. So that weekend, I created a thesaurus of all the words that would trigger cortisol, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And then I sent that to Laurie, and she said, do you think you could turn this into a prompt for me? And I said, well, I can do better than that. I'll turn it into a bot. So I did that, and it took me a while to do it. But I reverse engineered some of the best controls that are direct mail, written by direct mail by some of the best guys in the world, including the Wall Street Journal control, which made over $2 billion. And they all trigger these chemicals, and they trigger them in a certain order. They start off with cortisol, then they go to dopamine, which is the hope, then they go to oxytocin, which is the bonding, then the serotonin, which is the authority, then the relief, there's finally a solution to your problem, which is the endorphins. So I did all that, and hers was the first copy I tested, and she'd just done her copy for her story spell. And I put it through the neurocopy analyzer, and it came up almost perfect which is what you would expect from an A-lister copywriter. So since then, I've tested it with many, many people, to date over 100 entrepreneurs, and every single time it will show them where they're missing on the chemicals or where they've got them firing in the wrong order. And I have recently seen someone suggesting using adrenaline at the end of the copy, which in my opinion is the worst thing you can do, because that smacks of hype. You've got now scarcity, countdown timers, we've only got three left. And people have seen that. We've been there, done that. None of the masters, and again, this applies to you, David, none of the masters ever use adrenaline in any of their copy. I've never seen you use it, and I've never seen any of the masters use it anywhere. All the selling is usually done up front in the first part of the sales letter, and then they're just convincing you that this is the right thing for you. Okay, so that's kind of how I came up with it. And I say, I have tested it. I have reverse engineered 50 controls, and they all come up the same.
Well, that's good. So I covered the high points of your background, but you have a pretty impressive business background. I mean, I'm certainly impressed with the real-world R&D you did to develop the neurocopy concept. But let's talk about your background in business as a whole, if you would.
Yeah, I was a door-to-door salesman working on commission only. That's how I got started in sales. And for the first month, I sold nothing. But after a while, I figured it out that it was all to do with rapport and how you're going to get that trust bonding going between them. So the following month, I started making sales. And it wasn't long before my closing ratio, as you said, was out of three people I'd see, I'd sell to two of them. And I'm talking about high-ticket products. The lowest was something like $3,800. The highest was £20,000. And that was just for a replacement conservatory roof, right? Just a roof I'm selling. And I'm in a house for an hour and a half, and I walk out with a check for £5,000 as a deposit. They'd never seen me before. So when I wrote my first piece of copy for a waste disposal company, it was a lead gen letter. And at the time, the duty of care had just come into force in Britain, the new legislation. And waste bills went way up for these companies. So the headline for that was, "Are your waste bills becoming toxic?"
Oh, this, good headline.
Yeah, this headline was responsible, it's a one-page letter, was responsible for me getting doors opened that we couldn't have got opened otherwise. And I was into some of the biggest companies in England, including Lilly Industries, who at that time were the second biggest pharmaceutical company in the world, and just with a one-page letter. So I calculated after about a year of doing this, that letter made, in today's money, is over £200,000 in terms of opening doors and getting me in to see these people. So it was from that I started looking into copywriting. And I think, actually, if I remember rightly, yours was one of the courses I first took, which was when you were doing an audio course when we had dial-up modems.
Yeah, right around 2001, 2002, killer copy tactics. Yeah.
That was it. And I was sitting there listening to my little computer, listening to your audio, and I'm making notes, thinking, oh, this is good stuff, I love this. And it kind of got me into it, and so I studied more and more of the stuff and starting writing other letters. Every single letter I did for direct mail worked because I was so fastidious in this had to work. And you know, I don't know if you know about the Enneagram, but I'm an Enneagram type 3. And we're always thinking, well, how high is high? How can we make this work? So I had a long career in direct mail, including my own mail order business. My lowest response rate was 7% and my highest response rate was 34%.
Wow. That's amazing. So what you're describing is something John Carlton came up with, but actually I came up with it at the same time in a very different context where I pasted a picture of a revolver on my cue. I was working.
Oh yeah.
In a cubicle, a gun to the head,
yes, sir.
A copy. It has to work. You don't have any choice.
No.
A lot of people don't put that kind of pressure on themselves. They have all kinds of reasons and excuses and philosophies and it doesn't work. You really have to bear down and think of every possible way it won't work and fix it.
You've got to be fastidious. You cover everything. And that's kind of the way I approach everything. There's a saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything. So when I did the neurocopy, I put everything into it. And I wanted to test it straight away. And of course, Laurie and I are friends, so she didn't mind me testing it. She was quite happy for me to do it. And of course, when you reached out to me with your piece that generated over $40 million,
and the Abacus letter,
and that came back with that very high score, which I wasn't surprised about.
Well, no, that was interesting, and I loved everything about the analysis except one thing. It said it was missing urgency, And, you know, I was probably losing 10 to 15% of the sales, which, you know, in maybe a more competitive, fast-paced market would be true. It wasn't true in this context, but what? It uncovered things that I'd never seen. And I wrote that letter 30 years ago, and I've gone over it many times. And I love your whole process of, you know, how you find out who the letter's for, the context in which it's going to be sent, and then go through it with incredible thoroughness and great accuracy. So, so let's drill down a little, okay? Could you describe your system and how it helps copywriters and direct response entrepreneurs?
The first thing I do is I use what I call a copy brief. This comes from the brilliant copywriter who's no longer with us. Her name was Christine Marlowe, and her and I worked back 10 years or more ago. You probably know of her. She was absolutely
I knew her, not real well, but I remember her. I didn't know she was no longer with us, but okay, great.
She had this copywriting brief, and she said she'd worked it out over the years, and she said, look, you know, we've worked together, we've done a lot of good things together, would you like this? And I looked at it and thought, it's better than anything I had. So what I did recently was turn her 21 questions into a bot that encourages you to answer these questions and tell us about your product, your service, and everything else, right? And from that output, I put that into something called the Builder Buyer Prompt, the Builder Buyer Elite, which is inside of Genesis. And you put that information in there, and it comes out with a report. And it's usually about something around about 30, 35 pages, A4 pages. And it's quite detailed. And then I go into 15 buying beliefs that this buyer has. So 5 internal beliefs about themselves and using your product, 5 external beliefs about other people around them, about their belief in you using the products, then 5 beliefs about your environment or the economy, whichever is more important. Then I have 10 hidden desires that they would never admit to anyone. And now we're getting into the Dan Kennedy stuff where he talks about the 7 deadly sins, right? And you see things in there that you've never seen before. Now with that information, I'll take all of that. I usually end up with something like 50 pages. That will now go into the Neurocopy Analyzer bot. And then it will create a brain chemical map of where your buyer is right now. And it will tell you exactly what to do and what not to do. It will say, this person is already stressed. Don't go overboard with cortisol. And you might start with cortisol, but you just quickly go into dopamine. And they say they need somebody to hold their hand, so it needs more serotonin. Right, and it needs proper relief at the end, whether you're not pressurizing them to buy, you're saying this is the right solution for you. So it'll map all that out. Now we've got that. Now I can put your copy into the Neurocopy Analyzer and see if we got a message to market match, which is the most important thing, as you know, because you've been doing it for years and years. That's the most important thing in copy. And then it will tell you where it'll go beat by beat. So when I say beat by beat, it means when you're moving from one neurochemical to the other. So if you start off with cortisol, and then the next beat is dopamine, the next beat is oxytocin, it will do all that. That will do first. Then it layers it paragraph by paragraph, then it will look at the accumulative effect your copy is having on the reader as they're reading. And that's very important if you know where you're going or we know where you're missing. Then it will do a word level, word by word level of the chemicals that you are triggering with those words. And it will give you a score at the end of that. And it will say how close you are or how far away you are. And then the second part of the bot, or the third part, because you've got the brain map, and then you've got the analyzer, then I switch it over to what I call the enhance mode. And you've got quick enhance and deep enhance. The quick enhance will shore up where you've got your weaknesses, right? And it will tell you what to write and where to put it. And it will sometimes give you A and B split. So you could try this or try that.
Actually make copy suggestions.
Yes, it will. Yes,
okay.
Because it's loaded up with all these controls. So it's working from things that have worked in the past. Okay, so there's over 50 controls inside the bot. And years ago, I created a product called Write Like the Master. So I had all these controls. So I put all them in there and it analyzed all them. So then if your copy is too far away, I go into the Deep Enhance, where it will then map your copy against, I don't know if you've ever seen this book there, I expect you have, but there's this book here that Clayton wrote back in 2017.
Oh, no, I don't know that one. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. But in here, what he did was he had
2 hours to more profitable copy. Yeah, is that still available or probably not?
Well, I'm talking to Wendy, his widow, at the moment, and she's going to make this available. So when it does become available, I'll let you know.
Okay.
It is a brilliant format. He only taught this kind of stuff in his live seminars, which you'd have had to pay $7,500 for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing he got here, the single most responsive boost resolution tool you could ever give to anyone. And you have it right here. And then he would have, there's your questionnaire, right?
Yeah.
And there was 37 questions. So what I did is I mapped them against the neurochemicals and what they were doing. So your copy is mapped exactly to that.
And well, let me call a timeout. And could we go back to kindergarten for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Could you just name the five neurochemicals in sequence and what they do and kind of an example? Like, I know there's five, and there's a certain sequence that really works. Could you go through them one by one at a very basic level?
So you got the cortisol, right? So you get attention, cortisol, right? One of my best sales letters, well, it was a report I did, the headline was, "Read this or die young."
Okay.
So now you've got their attention. That's cortisol, right? You've got a little bit of angst going on there, but you're not overdoing it, because you immediately give them hope. If you look at them, they laugh when I sat at the piano, ... Well, there's your cortisol. But when I started to play, now there's your hope immediately, right?
Okay, so, and hope is your second neurochemical?
It's dopamine.
It's dopamine.
Hope. Yeah, so it's the anticipation of a reward, okay? Dopamine is not the reward itself. That comes in the end when you got endorphins. Dopamine is the anticipation. Oh, finally, something that can help. Oh, that's interesting. So you're always looking for this big idea in copy, which we know about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The big idea is usually a combination of the cortisol and dopamine, okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to go into...
So that's really good. And, let's really slow this down, because this is new information for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They laughed when I sat down at the piano. Cortisol.
Yeah.
Tension.
Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah.
But when I began to play, dopamine. Oh, maybe... They stopped laughing and started admiring. I don't know yet, but I need to read the rest of the copy.
You got it.
Right?
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely right. Perfect. And so when you go in, you go straight into a story in that piece of copy, right?
Yeah.
And that story is the oxytocin. He's bonding with you, right? If you've ever wanted to play an instrument, or if you ever want to prove anybody wrong in your life, because as Dan Kennedy pointed out, that was a revenge ad, right? You're getting revenge on those people that kept putting you down all those years.
Right.
So now you've got this story, which is the oxytocin. Then it moves.
And oxytocin is really the love chemical. It's the bonding chemical,
the bonding
right?
Chemical.
It's the feel-good chemical.
Romantic chemical, or when you're making friends with people. And that starts to build up this level of trust. Because remember, they're looking at this ad from a cold calling perspective, if you like.
Right. Okay?
They don't know you. They don't know that person. So you've got to do a quick pattern interrupt. Then you drop the person right in the middle of the action, okay? Which is what movies do. Good movies will do that to begin with.
Sure.
Okay, so now you've got this dopamine. Okay, right, and they're leaning forward. Now you build in the oxytocin, you're telling your story, that you're telling your story in a way that they feel they are the protagonist, right? They are in the story with you, okay? Them and you are one because of mirror neurons, okay?
Yes.
Then you're moving to serotonin, which is now, he starts to talk about the correspondence course, the piano course itself, which is now he brings in the authority. Why?
So serotonin is the legitimacy, the credibility, the authority.
Yes. Without that, you can't go anywhere. You can't just go from oxytocin to, hey, we're now pals, buy from me. That's not going to work, right? They need the proof. They need the evidence, okay? You show them that evidence, and that's what it did. That's what it does. And you look at all the copy. You look at the Wall Street Journal. There's the evidence straight after the story. It starts with the two young boys, and there's the story, and then you get the bonding, right? Then it goes into the serotonin. You look at them all. They all do the same thing, okay? The same thing with Vision Breakthrough by Joe Sugarman, right? He starts off with his story, but he starts off with Vision Breakthrough. It's got your attention, right, with the cortisol, and then you've got You Won't Believe Your Eyes, and neither did I. That's, I think, similar to that anyway. So now you've got the dopamine going on, right? And then he comes into the story. Now you've got your oxytocin, and then he tells you the science behind it. Now you've got the serotonin, okay? And now you're getting all the benefits towards the end, okay? And this is the endorphins. Finally, I found something that's going to work, okay? So you're giving those that you're taking it down to this thing of, wow, okay, I want this. This is something I want. You're not using any adrenaline, and you're not using any hype at all. None of them.
Yeah, let's talk about adrenaline, because you said you've never found it in my copy, and I've been I do get excited, but not when I'm selling. More when I'm excited about an idea or a person or an accomplishment or an event. I'm very deliberative. I've never thought about it in neurochemical terms before, but to me that's what the bottom feeders, the lowest skilled people do, or the laziest. Maybe they're skilled, but they don't feel like doing the work that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so they'll just try and excite people into taking action.
Yeah.
And the big problem with that is that it works like a rubber band. Then it snaps back.
And then when
the adrenaline recedes,
then you get buyer's remorse. Right.
And maybe resentment and maybe even a desire for revenge.
And next time they see you, they're not going to buy from you. Right. I knew that from my mail order days when I was sending out, when I had my mail order business, I'd send out copy. Now, they didn't buy. It didn't matter, because I did it in such a way that they weren't offended by it. They were getting good information about products. And if they didn't buy that promotion, they'd buy the next promotion because of the way I treated them. Now, I used to go out double-handed with other salesmen back in the day. Like managers would try and teach you how to sell. And I see them using high-pressure tactics, high-pressure closing tactics at the end of the sale. Never worked. It never, ever works under any circumstance. And there's no point in using it, because in today's terms, everybody is a sophisticated buyer. Everybody. And if you go back to breakthrough advertising that was written in 1966, where you had levels of sophistication, no, not anymore. Everybody's sophisticated. So if you're going to use any tactics, any strategy, or a framework that they can detect, they're going to run, right? This is why the neurocopy thing is so good, because it's not a framework as such, okay? You're taking people through a natural cycle of brain chemicals, and they're enjoying the process as they go through it.
So that's great. We started on John Capel's letter. Maybe could you take us through another letter where you can just identify all five neurochemicals, you know, briefly?
This is in my book. So there is several of them. There is, I want to go back to your thing just for a minute, your letter. You said about no urgency.
Sure.
You didn't need it back then, right? And if you look at Gary Halbert's coat of arms letter, it didn't need it back then, because the market wasn't so sophisticated as they are now, and then weren't so distracted.
And social media wasn't pounding you with a new idea or distraction. And
yes.
I mean, I just got a text from a friend about 3 minutes ago, which I'm not going to answer because we're on this call. But, you know, we weren't getting constantly bombarded by new information, and there weren't so many choices widely available and, you know, searchable on the internet. Yeah, we live in a very different world now where urgency is important. Just to keep the person's attention.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But if you do, when I used to go out selling, I'd make the sale in the first 10 minutes, right? And but they didn't know it, okay? Because there was no formula that they could detect. And all I did at the end was I used two closing questions, which I learned from Kenrick Cleveland, which are brilliant, which was, and they answer no to both questions, right? And if they answer no to both questions, they're buying. So the first question is, I don't think I've left anything out here today, have I? And they will say, no.
That is brilliant.
Right?
Kenrick was always, and is always brilliant.
He was brilliant. He's the best ever. And then you've got, the next question was, is there anything else you need to hear in order for us to go ahead today? And they say, no. That means, the no means yes. So, great. I'll get the paperwork for you, and off you go. But their sale was made earlier on. And if you look at the great copy, here's a good example. The sale is made in the story here.
Oh, yeah. For people just listening, that's Joe Sugarman's vision breakthrough for his Blue Blockers, right?
Blue Blockers, which sold $11 million worth of glasses. And he was told at the time, you cannot sell sunglasses through the mail.
Right.
He didn't believe them, okay? So in here, if you look at sunglasses danger, here, look at these subheads, right? You see, we're bringing back in serotonin.
Could you read it out loud for the listeners on the audio version?
Yeah, so you got sunglasses danger. Hang on, I'll need my, because it's quite small in here. He's talking about blue light affecting your eyes. That's basically what he's saying. And how it starts to affect the irises and starts to make your eyes go poorer. And so you come up with the glasses, which I've got some here, that take away.
Oh, you've actually got some blue blockers right there.
Yeah. Right. So it takes away the blue light. You cannot see blue, right? And what he did was he changed the sunglasses industry, because now you had the polarized lens, right? And again, the blue light was not being able to be seen. But he did it so perfectly well. And so at the end here, we've got dramatic difference, right? So there it is, dramatic difference. Now there is the endorphins, all in here. You've only got to go and get this. You can look this up online, this blue blockers. It's there available, right? Yep. Download it. And you could literally write in cortisol, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins all over this if you printed it out. Right. And that was, you would see, that's what he's doing. Okay, now I need to do something like that. And if you do it like that, you're going to get more responses from the people you see.
Indeed.
Nobody's aware of this, okay? But they love the experience of it. That's the important thing.
Right. I mean, I didn't know this consciously, what you're talking about, until you told me, but it makes perfect sense. And I think when you do this long enough, or if you have a gift of knowledge ahead of time, you end up being sensitive to this pattern, falling into it, and if you're critiquing someone else's copy, seeing it's not there. Of course, you've taken it to a level of precision I've never seen before, which is awesome.
Mm. So I have a working theory that I've used in my copy for years, which is based off of what makes people fall in love. And it's usually not compatibility, but it is a mix of these chemical reactions plus experiences that cause those chemical reactions. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that people with maybe toxic tendencies, some of the more manipulative tactics will get them to perceive themselves as falling in love with somebody. And those same toxic triggers will work for an unsophisticated market.
Yeah.
And if you have a good understanding of the healthy ways to trigger these things, it works for a more sophisticated market. And I've noticed the parallel of if you resort to the overhypey, the you got to buy now, the traditional marketing stuff, it will work for people that you will absolutely hate having to deal with after you make the sale.
You got it. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. Clients you don't want. As Gary Halbert once had a cap that says, clients suck. And that's what he's talking about. Those types of clients, you don't want them. But yeah, you're perfectly right. And you're talking about, you're alluding to, I'm not saying you are talking about it, you're alluding to what was known as the pickup artist back in the day. And they would use these tricks to get women into bed. But the women hated them for it. There's no, you're not going to get a long-term relationship from a woman doing things, underhanded things like that.
No, but you can get a lot of turnover. Get a lot of women and then get rid of them.
Yeah,
and, you can. Yeah, I mean, think that was the goal of pickup artists. So
yeah, but how are you going to feel about yourself? You know,
and terrible.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
if you're even in touch with your own feelings about yourself. Well, let's get back to you and this wonderful NeuroCopy book. Tell us more about the book and you know, where people can get it.
Okay, right. Well, the interesting thing about the book is the foreword is by Laurie Morgan, and she gives you proof of how she's seen it work with one of her students. And then I go into the first chapter, and I tell you, I go through the whole first chapter. In the second chapter, what I do is I tell you the chemicals I've just triggered in you as you were reading the first chapter. So it's a kind of a meta thing, and it proves it to you. So I do that with the first three chapters, and it's quite an interesting concept. And then I go through four of the controls and why they worked. And then at the end, I talk about the NeuroCopy analyzer and the map, the brain map, and how you do a message to market match with your clients, with your customers. Okay. Now, the book is up for sale on Lulu for £19.95 British pound. But here's why you should buy it. Because at the moment, I'm offering a free, scan your copy through the NeuroCopy scanner. You use this QR link and you'll get that free on this edition of this book. Now, you would normally pay £500 for that, and I'll take you through my whole process. And at the end of it, you'll see exactly where your copy is working and where it isn't, and you'll know exactly what to do about it.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So it's on lulu.com.
Yeah. And it's called NeuroCopy, the Mapping Five Brain Chemicals That Trigger the Buying Decision.
Yeah, if you type in NeuroCopy Lulu, NeuroCopy, and Lulu, it'll come up. But we've also put the link in our show notes for anyone who's interested.
I just want to add, as we're out of here today, the way that you're using AI is the way that copywriters should be using AI. Instead of, hey, ChatGPT, write this sales letter for me, having instructions on what makes a good piece of sales copy, a bad piece of sales copy, analytics on will it work for this market, will it work for this other market, what are the things that I should be worried about, what are the things that I'm not seeing, and then feeding your copy into it and checking it against those things is the key move that I think a lot of copywriters using AI to write copy right now, they're not doing it, and they're doing it completely wrong. So I appreciate the insight that you brought to our listeners today.
Thank you. Yeah, so you look at it more like a copy chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking at it very analytically. So there's no wiggle room. You've got scientific certainty going for you now.
I love it. We will have a link to the show notes, or in the show notes, to the book. If people want to check that out, you can check out the show notes over at copywriterspodcast.com. Before we're out of here, Clive, do you have a website or any place that you'd like to send our listeners to find out more about you?
Yes, it's clivecable.com. There's lots of very interesting articles up there, things that you've never seen before about copy from anybody else. I tend to be very creative. I've been doing this for 36 years. Probably not as long as Dave has been doing it, but you know, because I learned from him in the early days. But you know, it's just something I'm passionate about. I enjoy helping people have a better life.
Well, that's good. clivecable.com. Remember yes. that?
All right. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. And thanks, Clive. This is wonderful.
My pleasure.
Stop using the hero's journey in your sales copy. My book, The Persuasion Story Code, will help you put together stories that convince your prospects and resolve their objections. If you are a copywriter, you'll appreciate that every single one of the 25 kinds of stories in this book have been proven time and time again in profitable sales copy. But I've also used these kinds of stories to close 5- and 6-figure deals for my own business, and so have many of my clients. These stories are easy to create and easy to tell. They sound like ordinary conversation, but they are all designed and proven to lead to a yes. You can get the Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. So get your copy today.